We're up to Simeon Gimel. That's what we're starting today. Most of these last few Simanim, we're talking about Isurim Darabanans. We talked about Chashash of Hoitzah Slaz and such topics. And here we continue to a new topic. This is a topic I think everyone's heard of. The topic of Chodshei Havchana. Havchana is just one page today, Simeon Gimel, yeah. The idea of Chodshei Havchana is in a situation, there are a few such situations we're going to talk about. The Simeon is about situations where somebody is married to one man and later married to another man, and she gives birth 7 months later. So we don't know if the child is a 7 month pregnancy to the second husband or a full term pregnancy to the first husband. So the Chazal were afraid of this, and therefore they made certain rules of Chodshei Havchana to be mafchin in a number of situations. This is their 14 sifim here, because there are a number of cases where Chazal were chayshish v'havchana. As an aside, if you remember, the Rabbi Yehuda said that a woman could be pregnant for 12 months. Right? The Rabbi Yehuda said about a man who left town and his wife gave birth 11 months later. So he brought a Gemara that said a woman could be pregnant up to 12 months. And it doesn't seem that it's common enough that Chazal made a gzeira. You have to wait 6 months to marry the second one, because maybe there'd be a 12-month pregnancy in the first, or a 6-month pregnancy in the second. That fight they were in Chayshish, and the Chodshei Havchana is 3 months. That's the term of Havchana.
Most of the pregnancies are Nikah.
What?
After 3 months?
After 3 months, the pregnancy is Nikah, yeah, Nachinami. So then my thing falls away. If it's Nikah after 3 months, then you can get married after 3 months, you're right. Okay, so this is the topic. It starts with one specific case, but we'll learn other halachas in this siman as well. This is Sugin Yavamis on Daf Mem Beis. And you see, Sefalif is long. There's Mechaber Ramah, Mechaber Ramah. And the third Mechaber. So let's go through the entire Sif and then go back and take it one step at a time. Okay, the basic halacha, Kol Isha Shenizgarsha Oynes Almana. Any woman who's divorced or widowed, harizu loyti nasei v'loyti sares. She can't have nesuin, which is chuppah. Or even erisin. Now, if the erisin, typically there's no bia. Because erisin is when you put the ring on the finger. Nowadays, we do both together, as you know. We do erisin under the chuppah, erisin and nesuin together. In the time of the Gemara, they did erisin, and a number of months later, up to a year later, they did Nisuin.
Even if an accident happens the day of the wedding?
What?
If an accident happens the day of the wedding and the husband gets the wedding, she has to wait.
If it happened after the wedding or before, that's the thing. If the day of the wedding after they got married, and then he didn't make it home from the wedding off of it, so there you mean it's not possible that she's pregnant. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about it in this sif. Okay, good. So again, kol isha shenizgarsha oynes almana harizu loyti nasei v'tisares la'acher ad shetamtin tzadik yoim, until she waits 90 days. Now be careful. It says 90 days chutz miyoim shenizgarsha oyshemeiz baila, 90 full days, excluding the day of the divorce or the death of her husband, and also chutz miyoim shenizgarsha bayi, and excluding the day of the wedding. See, the 90 full days in between. To know, to be able to tell if she's pregnant or not. We assume after 3 months it'll be nicker. So we know for sure if the child is a child of the first husband or a child of the second husband. Okay, that's the basic halacha.
Is there any kavana she has to have? Is there any kavana she has to have? Or just the passing of the 90 days is enough.
Right. The 90 days passes, so it's a physical fact.
She has to wait. She's doing something more than just...
She's waiting. That's all. Tamtin. It really just means she
waits. The question is, do you have to check out or not?
What does it mean to check her?
If she's
so we assume it would be nikeres. You know, if she wears a big Arab robe, you'll never be able to tell. So I don't know. It's like a funny thing to ask, but I guess if she's hiding a pregnancy, a woman could hide a pregnancy. Many women don't want others know they're pregnant. They're afraid of buying her. They hide pregnancies. So we're going to see. It's actually a clear who the takana was for. But
she's a nida in the period.
So women in time of Chazal need this, and even now, at least once they could become. I mean, the question could be if she's 55 years old, not going to become pregnant. Okay. Yeah, no, so Shulchan Aruch talks in that. What? A pregnancy test. So the question is, if you can use a pregnancy test for kula, that's the question. So Shulchan Aruch talks about it, all in this sif. Okay, first Ramah, Amuteres Lase Shiduchim Belay Erisin, Shalikoni Sima Babayas. Rak Shalikoni Sima Babayas. Obviously, the Asin Yichud. But to start dating, she can start dating within the 90 days. That's not a problem. That's logical. Not a problem. She doesn't become pregnant from dating, hopefully.
There's
Yichud
problems,
yes. So we'll see that. We'll see. It's Yichud problems, why does I have to say that she shouldn't be miyachid aser anyway, right? That's the problem. So as I said, let's go through Shulchan Aruch and we'll go back and take it one at a time. Vayta Shulchan Aruch miyan ksiva saget moinin lebegureshes. Now this, normally the husband and wife are in the same room or in the same building at least, and the husband has the get written and he gives it to the wife. The ksiva saget and the sina saget are the same day. There are situations where you make a shliach. Meaning, let's say the husband is in South America and the woman is in North America. She left him. She went back to her mother's house. And now, ideally, they should go together and do a get. But if you want, he could make a shliach to write the get. He could write the get through a shliach who writes it. And then make, it's called the shliach lehailacha. There are two ways of doing it. Either he makes a shliach lehailacha, shliach to bring the get to the woman who's in New York. And that's one way. The other way is she makes a shliach lekabbalah.
Why not both?
Meaning, it's impossible both. You'll see why in a minute. Well, I shouldn't say that. One thing at a time. Mashiach kabbalah means she makes a shliach to go to South America to be mekabbled again. There's a basic difference. When you make a shliach lekabbalah, the writing of the get and the chalais of the get is the same day. Because if she made a shliach to go to South America, and in South America, the bezin's writing the get, gives it to him, he gives it to her shliach, the writing and the chalois haget is the same day. Because by shliach kabbalah, when the shliach gets the get, it's over. She's divorced. It doesn't have to get back to her. Because shulchan on kabbalah says, like the woman is in bezin. By shaykh by shliach lahilacha, when the husband writes a get, he makes a shliach to bring it to the woman, it's written on one day, and it's not chal till traveling time. You got to travel there, get there, put together a bezdin, call the wife, and give it to the wife. So when you make it, when the husband makes a shliach lahalacha to bring it, the writing of the get is one day, and the chalais of the get is when it's handed is many days later. So in a case of shliach lahalacha, you have here a dispute between the Mechaber and the Ramah. What sets the 90-day clock ticking? Does the clock start ticking from the writing of the get in South America? Once he writes the get, he's not allowed to live with her. If he lives with her, it's mefatal the get. Once he writes the get, he's not allowed to live with her. Or do we say, no, the takana was, you got to be divorced. She's not divorced. Divorced when she gets it. And when she gets it, that's when the clock starts ticking.
What's
the chalos? So the chalos I get is not when they're writing. Nothing is chal by writing ever. It's when it's handed. But by shilcha kabbalah, it's the same day as the writing. It's called a get yashan. It's called a get yashan. A get yashan is a get that was written afterwards. They miyachim bepundik, so it's considered a bittul of the get, and they live together.
Even though she will get
2 months. Right. Right. She's also having Isser. It's not an Isser. He could be involved with the get if he wants. But as far as the get is concerned, he's saying he won't. So Nachamol, this should be clear. Rechmila, you have it clear? Why should the Kabbalah is different? You have to be confused about it. If she makes a shliach to go to him, and he writes it Sunday morning and hands it Sunday noon to the woman shliach, she's divorced from the time the man gives it to the woman shliach. The woman shliach is the extended arm of the woman.
That's the shliach Kabbalah,
right? It's the same day, right? The writing and the seeing. Shliach Kabbalah is all the same day. Shliach Lahilacha is different. The man writes the get. He makes his shliach to bring it to her. Takes him 2 weeks to travel. And when he gets there, he gives it to her 2 weeks later. The get is chal.
He can always have a change of mind.
Well, he doesn't have. He's not a regular, normal case. He didn't have a change of mind. And he sent it, and it was given. So the day of the writing is different than the day of the Kabbalah. That's not a normal case. So the question is, what sets the 90-day clock ticking? So it's a machlokes is here between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says, up to the second Ramah, after the first Ramah, the Mechaber, Miyam Ksivas Haget Bainin Lemugureshes, Hafilo Hayal Tanai, Oshel Higia Liyad Allah Kamashonim. You took many years to get to her Miyad Ksiva. Mainim, Shari Eina Misyachid Imam Shikaswa Ilah. He's not supposed to be Miyach with her if he writes again. So the Mechaber is a Kula or a Chumra, to go by the writing. It's a kula. The 90 day starts early. It's really cool. It's a kula that the 90 day clock starts earlier. Ramah says Yeshem in the Yabim Sina Saget. In parentheses, says Torbi Shemarash Chayroy LaHachmer Kainer Ali. We'll see what they argue about later. But as I said, I want to go through Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch said there's a 90 day period that doing Shaduchim is mutter. And machlokes miyem shas ksiva or not. Now, the end of the Shulchan Aruch is what everybody was asking. So gezeres chachamim hi, listen to this. It's a gezer of 90 days. Afilo aisha ena ruya leleid. Even if it's not possible for her to give birth anymore. Afilo nisgarshay disamon ena erisim. Imagine this what you were saying. Even if the divorce was before they were ever biyichud together. All they do is erisin. In between, they put on the ring and they went to the yichud room. So, Rechman al-Tzalam, but then he had a heart attack and he died. Tzricha lahamtin tzadik yayim. I feel a ketana, he's a kena, even an old woman. A karayelanis, so she's physically incapable of ever having children. I feel a bailam and medina sayam. A srisadam, a chayla, a chavish b'veis asurim. Vahamapelas acha misas baila. A fill of basur me'erisin. Shrichel ahamtin tzadik yayim. Even if she miscarries, she obviously has no pregnancy, probably has no pregnancy remaining. Fill of basur me'erisin, you always have to wait tzadik yayim. The story here is it's a light plug. Certain gezeris that Chazal made, well, light plug. If you can have one woman, she's an old lady. So she got divorced and she got married a week later. You can have another woman who's a young lady, she'll get divorced and say, oh, I get married a week later. That's what she did. Bobby did it, so I can do it too. So it's a light plug dicky gezer. We know some gezeres were made with a light plug, and some gezeres were not. Shulchan Aruch is saying absolutely clearly that it's a light plug. So if you ask me a question, could you do a pregnancy test? Obviously not. It's a light plug. Even if Eliyahu Navi tells us she's not pregnant, it doesn't matter. Because it's light plug. Even if she doesn't have a womb, she has to wait 90 days.
Are all these din drabanan?
So that's the first question. Is this a din drabanan? We'll see Beishmuel Alam. Okay, but this is the gezera of Chachi Avchana, and important, it's a light plug. Clearly, it's a light plug. It doesn't matter if you have a pregnancy test or not. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're going to do a DNA test after the baby's born. All these things don't matter because it's a zero to light flow. It said here, I feel by Luba Medina Siam, I think it said. Probably, it should be in all cases. The idea is that it's a light plug, and you have to realize how bite this gazer is, which we'll talk about in a minute. We learned the technicalities of it. Now, in the Gemara, there appears to be a machlokes Shmuel and Rava. You all know it's rare to have a machlek is Shmuel and Rava. Shmuel is the first generation of Amiraim, and Rava is the Basrai, is the fourth generation. So let's learn, and we'll see how this is dealt with. Okay, the Beis Shmuel Aleph brings the Gemara, refers to the Gemara in Yevamos. Hatam Avchana. What's the reason for Avchana? The Shmuel Yafina Mikra. Shmuel learns it out of a pasuk. Liyos l'chalei l'kim l'zarecha acharecha. The word acharecha. I could just say l'chalei l'kim l'zarecha. Acharecha l'hadchim mizareh shorishon zareh shosheni. Children have to be acharecha. When you have children, they have to know who their yichus is, who their father and mother are. So l'zarecha acharecha l'hadchim mizareh shosheni. That's Shmuel. A pasuk. Rava Amar Atam Gezera Shami Yisa Achaisai. It's going to Gezera. We have to talk about at length. Rava makes the Gezera Shema Yisa Achaisai. What does that mean? This baby is raised by the second father. He's sure this is Tati. This is his father. In the meantime, his biological father, because he's really a 9-month pregnancy to the first father, has a daughter, and they read a shidduch. That daughter to this boy, they say, how what a nice thing. You know, their parents got divorced, and now they're making shalom. Who knows they're making shalom? But they're becoming chatanim one to the other, and they can shidduch. Little does he know, this is his sister, because there was a 9-month pregnancy from the first one. So the father of this girl is his father. He was raised in the second house. He thinks this is his father. So Rava says, it's Gezerah Shema Yisa Achaisai. Now, it's very important to digest this Gezerah, because we all know that this Gezerah, it's a davar rachik ma'id. It means that we're afraid of all the possible shidduchim in the world that might get read for this person. First of all, we don't even know that there's a daughter that's suitable to him age-wise. We don't even know that it exists. We're afraid it might exist. And they might read the shidduch for him, and they'll get married. It sounds like a gezeira rechaika. We had in the past that when it comes to yichus by Klal Yisrael, Chazal were very machmir. They're very chayshish for it. Like Rashi says by the birth of Yitzchak, Shemul Yemru like Sanei Adar may Abimelech Nisar Brasara. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was so close upon him. Who's worried about the Sanei Adar? The answer is, when it comes to Yichus, we worry. So Chazal here made what certainly appears to us to be a Gezeira Rechaika Ma'id. And we're going to see how that impacts other cases in a couple of minutes. But they made a Gezeira Shema Yisa Achaisai. Or the Gemara says Shema Yisa Bas Achaisai. He might marry a relative that he doesn't realize is a relative. So it seems you don't go basarai. That's with the gzera derabanan. If Rav would be also, it would be a mikra din. But the gzera derabanan is for that. Now back to the Beis Shmuel. So Beis Shmuel said that Shmuel learned it out of a pasuk. Rav said gzera shem yisachai. Say the nirat. He says nirat ilchus akarava. Gav yeshleim afil leShmuel leka isiderai. So limud zera rak asmachta. Says it could be that it's only an asmachta. Bishas isa gimel chadashim. Which totals 90 days. So the riff that we have in the Gemara brings both Shmuel and Rava. In the Aruch HaShulchan it says it's clear that the riff holds us not a machlaikis. Like the second pointed by Shmuel, that even like Shmuel, it's an asmachta ba'alma on the pasuk. And it's not an Issa Dairaisa. There are those who want to bring a Raya. It says by the Mon, it was a Pasuk, Kizera Gidhu, is that the Lashon? Kizera Gadhu, that it was Magid, that the Mon told. What does that mean? If he had a baby, he didn't know which father is his. He was born like this. They got divorced, and his mother got married, and he doesn't know who's his father. So the Mon was the Pasuk, because the month for the child fell by the father's tent. So they went to see by whose tent it fell, and then they knew who's the father. You follow? Mm-hmm. If the father had 5 sons, and he got enough month for 6 sons, he says, oh boy, I have another child. And he knows the other child that's being raised in the other house is really his child. So that's how he knows, because the man told a lot of secrets.
It's,
what? So it's got to do with anything. A man is allowed to marry two women. A man can marry as many women as he wants. No matter who's pregnant, it's from him. The woman can't marry two men, you don't know who the father is. But when you have one father and two wives, that's not a problem. So it says, Kizera Garhu, that it tells you which one. You see, in the Minbar, they weren't Chayshish Vavchana. We see they got married. So they weren't Chayshish Vavchana. So bang, so it's a raya that, that it's not a Dereisa. That's, it's not such a strong raya, because it could be, it was still a Mitzrayim when it happened. They just went out of Mitzrayim, but this is a raya they brought. One sort of very sharp of art. It says, V'yancha v'arivecha v'yachilcha esamon. Says Kosh Baruch, who starved you, he gave you the man. What do you mean starved you, gave you the man? He gave you plenty to eat. He says, no, the man told secrets. What's the secret? It says that by a tzaddik, the man fell right by his doorway. Mm-hmm. And by an ordinary person, it fell far away. And by a rasha, it fell chutz lamachna. So he woke up in the morning, there was like an advertisement. So he said, a person who was a make-believe tzaddik. You know, he may believe he's a tzaddik, but he really was a rush. He got, there was no mom by his doorstep. But it didn't pass for him to go chutz lamachna, to go get his mom. So he pretended that he already cleared away his mom. And you know, he, so v'yancha v'arivecha, he paid you, he kept you starving. Because you have anything to eat.
Maybe he just wanted exercise.
Okay.
But there's a check. Whose mom is left over there? They know there's something wrong.
I don't know if it had a label on it. I'm not sure. But at any rate, so that's a ride. They bring a ride the other way by Esther. Tyson is the Kasha. Tyson Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel, asks, the Gemara has a Lashon that she was Yesheves b'cheka shel Achashveirosh, v'toyveles v'yesheves b'cheka shel Mordechai. That she lived with Achashveirosh and she lived with Mordechai. So Tosfos asks, what about Havchana? She becomes pregnant. Is the father Achashveirosh? Is the father Mordechai? So Tosfos answers, Shimsha b'moich. She was contraceptive. She was Shimsha b'moich. Marsha Claire's. With who was she shibshubabaych? But he's a shibshubabaych. So said, so he want to bring a raya from there. That chachef chana. What says is kasha? Maybe they didn't make the gezerah yet. So it's not a strong kasha, because even if they didn't make the gezerah, it's a logical thing to be worried about afchana. You need a gezerah. Logical. Taisus answers shibshubabaych. If the gezerah doesn't help him, mishamish b'maych. It's much the other way that it's a drabanan, and since it's a drabanan, so the Taisa is asking logically, how could she do it? She won't know if the child's Achashverosh child or Mordechai's child. There was no gezeri yet. There was no like plug, so she just had to make sure in practical terms that that she doesn't become
pregnant. So according to Shmuel, it's a deraisa. According to Rabba, it's drabanan.
So we're saying now is that even like Shmuel, it's only an asmachta.
It's asmachta.
It's asmachta. That's the Beis Shmuel's second son, and Archa Shulchan from the Rif, since the Rif brings both. And I might add, Rava doesn't usually argue with Shmuel. It's much more geschmack to learn, if you have two ways to learn the sugya, that Rava's not arguing with Shmuel, but he's explaining explaining the asmachta of Shmuel. So that's the problem. Esther became pregnant. And the child was Daryavish, and he was raised as a guy. So the raya, it's a raya that it must be she was shimshu b'mayich by Mordechai. I think the Marsha says that she was afraid to be shamish b'mayich by Achashverosh shemi yargish. He'll be able to tell physically that she's mishamish b'mayich. What?
Maybe she became pregnant after she lived with him.
We're talking when she lived with him.
Ah, because she was that it was over.
Oh, you mean after Avadit, the Avadit?
Yeah, at the beginning.
Okay.
She got pregnant right away, a year later.
Okay. Okay. Let's get back to here. The rayas are interesting. There's some cipher by Bayaz that it was 3 months. Remember some cipher? It says when did Nami and Rus arrive? Bizman Ksir Achitim, when they were cutting the cutting the Eimer. There's a medrash that they even Mechal Yantiv to travel. So they arrived, Yud Dalit or Tesvav Nissen. Now Boaz is schlepping her out. She goes to Boaz and says, Pinsa, I want to marry you, I want to marry you. Big deal, I want to marry you. And it passes time and nothing happens. Finally, one day, Naomi says to Ruth, look, tonight's the night. You go to his tent. What was tonight the night? Some Sefer writes, it was exactly 3 months. She wanted to wait 3 months of Havchana for the Geiris when they came. 3 months of Havchana. So she waited 3 months. So from Tezvav, that night was Tezayin. So it was Tezayin Nissen, Iyar, Sivan Thomas. It was Tezayin Thomas. She told Rus, tomorrow starts the 3 weeks. No chassid is in the 3 weeks. So you should also be Thomas. No chassid the 3 weeks. So tonight's Tezayin, you better get it done tonight. That's how Sefer writes. He says, the 3 weeks starts tomorrow, and we better get married tonight. Who knows, he's going to live another 3 weeks. He's an old man. So she went that night. That's what so Sefer says. What? What? No, the Geirus. The Geirus from the, when she arrived, that's he says. So the 3 months of the Geirus, that's the. So, okay. But also he lives on Khan.
When it's limited to Gezerah, you can't marry someone who's a relative of the spouse's previous. You know, you're making it, everybody has to wait 90 days. We worry somebody's going to marry a sister.
Well, right, the new child is not going to know who the parent is.
Right, so you can't marry someone that was once related to your parent. The father marries someone.
Well, in a normal case, you can marry whoever you like. Whoever's mutter to you, the child knows who's mutter. When it's clear who's mutter and who's us, there's no problem.
Right.
And here's the confusion, that's the problem. Right? No. The confusion. They think he's being raised in this house, he assumes he's the child of this father.
We know there was another husband to the mother, right? That's the problem.
Well, that's the case.
So he can't marry anybody that's a relative of that previous
The child
husband.
Can't marry.
Right. So we make that the Gezeirah step. Everybody has to wait 90 days. So to marry someone that's a relative of the mother's previous husband.
Okay. I guess we'd rather have clarity than leave things pushing to kick the can down the road.
The night before, based on this concept, the night before actual kindness is a chasana prohibited.
Don't stop passing halachas because they didn't want guys at a tainus yet. Shavuos of a tainus by the churban, and it's a top secret thing that they weren't guys yet. Shavuos of a tainus in the time. Rus and Bayez were before. Not that we were before the churban; they were before the binyan. So, the Shavuos of a tainus of the Dar Midbar already existed. At any rate, getting back. So there are a number of issues that come from here. First, let's again, we're starting from the beginning. We're going at the Etzem Zera. I should point out the Pesachei Tshuva brings Paiskim that Neman it's a Drabanan. Asadav Kaminiv it's the Rasa Drabanan. Nafkim be a Safik. If you have a Safik, what's the case of a Safik? The Paiskim can have cases where a woman. She got divorced, and now she's coming to remarry. And the new Masada Kedushin says that bezin, it's not a reliable bezin. The ones that did you get, it's not a reliable bezin. It's a bezin that's chashud. So if you want to marry this man, you got to do another get. So they do another get misafik. Do you need another 90 days by such a get, by a get misafik? So that's an issue. That the Paiskim deal with. Obviously, if it's an Issa Deraisa, it would be a Saf Deraisa L'Chumra. It would be for sure a Safik would be us. The question is if we could be Taylor that it's a Safik Derabanan, Safik Derabanan Lakula, and that we could be make. So here, it's very interesting. The Shaila in the Night of Yehuda, in his case was not exactly this case. He had a Safik case. Now, listen to the case. We're going to learn later that. A man is not allowed to marry Muberes Chaveiroi. A woman is marrying a pregnant woman. If this woman is pregnant from someone else, the reasons we'll see later in the Siman, not allowed to marry Muberes Chaveiroi. There's a woman, a single woman, who became pregnant. So a man comes to the Rav and says, I want to marry her. He says, Muberes Chaveiroi. Muberes Chaveiroi, she's Muberes from me. I am Muberes from you. You live together. No, if they moved into an apartment together, it would be different. No, I'm just she's a woman. She's Mizana, so I was Mizana with her. So Bezin says to her, how do you know that you're the father of the child? Mizana with you, Mizana with others. Mechitesi, that you're the only one. So there was such a situation. And a Rav wrote a letter to Nadia Behuda. He says, we're having an argument in our town. We have a situation of a woman. It's a suffix if she needs the Chachi Havchana. It's a suffix if she needs the Chachi Havchana, I'm sorry. It's a suffix if she's this a Mubaras Chaveira. So, he says, I hold it's a suffix Rabban Lakula. Mutter. The other place in town say, no, it's a Dovash Hashematimin. We don't say suffix Rabban Lakula if you have an Eitzah. You have an Eitzah, you can wait. She's not going to be pregnant forever. She'll give birth. See, after she gives birth, if you hold Menekes, it's awesome. Maybe after Menekes. But you can wait certainly until after the pregnancy. So it's a double shesha matir. That's what they wrote in Noi Biyut.
Like the matter now?
So Noi Biyut, this is the origin of his tshuva. Usually we speak out of Chiddush, we don't take this case. Not the best case to speak at the Shabbos table, you know, pregnant for this one, pregnant for that one, because as they get, it's a lot of other cases. But the Noi Biyut, this is the original place he was Mechadish. He says a chiddush that has numerous applications in Ilchas Basa B'Cholov, in Ilchas Mukta. We had many cases. He says the following aside. What's the Davash Yesh HaMetir? What's the Gemara's example? An egg that's laid on Yom Tif, you're not allowed to eat. It's a Drabanan, it's not. If you have an egg, you find it in the nest. You don't know, did the chicken lay the egg Erev Yom Tif? Or Yom Tif? It's a Safik. It's a Safik Drabanan Lakula. Says no. Why eat the egg on Yom Tov? And you have to come on to a kula sabdrabana lakula. Better wait till the day after Yom Tov. Eat it the day after Yom Tov, and you won't have any svekas. So it's an exception to the rule of sabdrabana lakula. It's a case where it's a davar sheyesh hametir and you can do it behet. Zakta day de Yehuda following chiddush. When do we say Safa Drabana Lakula? By something that's consumed. You can only eat it once. You're eating an egg. You can only eat the egg once. So you're going to eat it today, or you're going to eat it tomorrow. So why eat it today? Says, Masha'en Cain, this man wants to marry this woman. So you're telling him, why marry him now? Wait till after the pregnancy is over. You'll live with her afterwards. He says, that's not Achad Echlanu Bez Dechlanu Beheta. He says, I want to live with her now, and I want to live with her later. It's not something that gets used up. I want to live with him now, I want to live with him later, and therefore, that's how Davar Sheyesh HaMetirin. But Yehuda Paskins this way. Now, Davar Sheyesh HaMetirin is only on something that's consumed, and not on something that's reusable. Not on something that's reusable. I like to tell people, because it makes me sound good. I once, one of my trips to Eretz Yisrael, one of the Talmidim of the Yeshiva always picks me up. It was nice enough to pick me up. And on the car on the way back, he says, oh, they're tumbling in Yerushalayim. They had a Shabbos Shaila. Yerushalayim is wonderful. They tumble about halacha instead of tumbling about all the other Irish kite. So they're tumbling. What are they tumbling? Said there was a Sheva Brachas in Zvil. Everyone knows Zvil, right? The wedding hall. So, they're not wedding hall, Simcha hall. And there was a Sheva Brachas, and the Kala said she wants to light candles. It's the first Shabbos, she wants to light candles. So they took a chair, they put it aside, they put the Leichter, or whatever Leichter they had on the chair, and she lit Shabbos candles for the night Suda. So they had the night Suda. Next day they come back, and whoever cleaned up the night before took the Leichter, put it in the kitchen, and piled the chair with all the other chairs. So now the problem is, one chair is muktzah, and all the other chairs are a heter. So, l'chayre, it should be batel. It's one chair, is batel of many chairs. So, no, but it's a davar sheyesh hametirin. After Shabbos, all the chairs are going to be mutter. It's a davar sheyesh hametirin. So he's telling me the shayla that tumlin. So I said to him, oh, the night of Yehuda. He said, how do you know? You know, I learn sometimes how much I do. So, what did you say, Jay?
That's Tzorchei Rabbim. Everybody needs a chair.
Tzorchei Rabbim would not matter muktzah for Tzorchei Rabbim.
What?
Is it a basis? No, a flame is muktzah machmas iser. It's not kishmah. A flame is muktzah machmas iser. By bittul, you don't say bittul by adam sheshematir. So we don't say by adam sheshematir, and we don't say bittul. Okay. So this is what he said. There are numerous other cases brought in Yeridaya. One of the most popular is a darkei tshuva. When people, listen again, this time of the year, when it's a Shabbos, you make Havdalah, and you want to have a coffee. You know what time you make Havdalah last night? 6 o'clock? 6:30? You don't remember if you're still fleishiks. Who remembers if you're still fleishiks? So what's a din if you're not sure of your fleishiks? You can wait till tzichah 6 hours. So Dr. Tshuva says, here, you want milchiks now, and you want milchiks later. You're not being down on one container of milk, you're being down on all milchiks in the world. So you want milchiks now, and you want milchiks later. The Dr. Tshuva says, based on the view, that there's no issue of Dov Sheshem Atir, and it goes back, Sof Dervan on the Kula. What are you going to do with an egg? I have a very good reason. I need the egg today. I have no eggs. I have a minute. I eat eggs today. Seems that it's not a cheshbon. It doesn't seem like circumstances changes would change the rules.
She didn't have a tetzel.
She.
Zakala didn't have a tetzel under the lap.
If she had a tetzel, a basis to a basis is also a dine basis. Doesn't matter how many layers. A basis is a basis. Right? The beya and the adapes. There's a case where the life is on a tablecloth, which is on a table. I think it's one of the cases in places. On Beis Amaral.
You understand table and tablecloth, you have
to have a challah table. If you have a challah, you have a challah. There's no problem, yeah. But apparently there was no challah on the chair. All right. At any rate, so what's my point? My point is, maybe the saying is not Dov Sheshem Atirin. Now, it's an afgamina, this derasa drabanan, by chotche afchana. If it's the derasa, sub derasa lachumra. If it's the rabanan, then sub drabanan lakula. Now, you have to understand, if she's an akara or a zakena, it's definitely drabanan. Right? Because there's no real afchana. If she can't have children, that's xera drabanan, that's like plug. But where she could become pregnant, in that case, it's a situation of Safik Dereis, if you hold it, it's a Dereis of Mamish, and a Drabanan, if you hold it, it's also a Drabanan.
When you feed the Doraita, which one of the Tereis would it be?
This pasuk, it doesn't have to be Teriyak. You should know, there are more than 613 mitzvahs. The Rambam writes in his Sherish Harishon, that we only count mitzvahs that are mefurash psukim. He says there are common mitzvahs that are not psukim mefurashim, that we learn out of drashas. One of his criteria for being counted in the 613 is psukim mefurashim. There are other drashas that we learn. If it's an asmachta, it's an asmachta. If it's not an asmachta, it's an
asmachta.
So, at any rate, so this is not giving yourself the right self drop. Now, Rabbi Avadya has a tshuva. The chelok yet aleph of the Yechavadas. It's an incredible chel. All the Yechavadas are incredible, except most of them you have to take like a week to learn, because he just covers everything. The 11th volume of Yechavadas, they put together whatever they found from his ksavim, and it's a tremendous collection of different ksavim, some longer, some shorter, and it's Moli Vagadish. It was printed right before the COVID summer. The COVID summer, I went up to a camp in New Hampshire, and someone gave it to me as a gift before I left. We didn't have too many svarim up there. And I went through, pretty much from cover to cover, I went through the Chavadas, some incredible tshuvas. Most incredible, I recommend, I mentioned it at a different time, he writes about when his first Yechavadas came out in Tavshin Yud Beis. In Tavshin Yud Beis, he printed his first, he says, it was right before Pesach. And he says, Nishapcha Chag Olai Letishabav, that's his lashon. He said they were right of him for writing such tshuvas, all encompassing tshuvas, and arguing and being machriya between Gedalim. He said they made his life bitter over it. And he writes, interestingly, they didn't argue with me on the substance of it, because they knew what they would lose the argument. They just argued on the style of language or other things that I wrote. It's a fascinating thing to do.
He could argue back to them.
Right. So, but anyway, there's one tshuva there to someone who was divorced, and she knew she has to wait 90 days. They set the wedding day from the 92nd night. The night of this 92nd night after the get. And then someone said, hold on a minute. It says here, what does it say? It says in Tishim Yaim. It's very misleading, because you walk away with the number 90, but the language it says, Tishim Yaim, Chutz Meyayim Shadis, get the third line of the Sif. Chutz Meyayim Shadis Garsha, I base Baila, there Chutz Meyayim Shadis Arsa. So you need 92 days. So your 92 days is 92 second night. So the chasid. And it's a case that Shaila says it was a second marriage. They needed a small ulam to make the wedding. And this is the only date available. They put down a deposit and they're going to lose their money. And it's a makom tzairach. So they asked him what to do.
You mean the rice? You're talking about the rice. No, not Ari.
We're doing a wedding. So Rav Avadya writes that the Aruch HaNer and Yevamis says, why 92 days? The pregnancy is 3 chadashim, it's 3 times 30. He says, because really you need 90 me'is leis. You need 90 times 24 hours. 90 times 24 hours can go into the 92nd day. Mm-hmm. If a woman gets divorced a minute before the end of a day, so day one is a minute, and then, it's the same thing about Pidyon HaBen, we wait to the 31st day, not the 30th day. Because we need a full 29 days, 12 hours, and 44 minutes. So if a baby is born right before Shkia, then the 30th day is 29 days, and 1 minute later is already the 30th day. So wait till the 31st day. Same thing, Rabbi Avadya says, the real reason here is that you need 90 full days. And Chazal still said, Chutz Miyayim. So he's mitzaref. Now she writes that she has a pregnancy test. This is interesting. He's days at 52. She has a letter from a doctor. They didn't have an at-home pregnancy test then. She has a letter from the doctor and she's not pregnant. So the tshuva is three paragraphs. It's not a typical Yabiyayim. First paragraph, he says, really only in the 90 days. Second paragraph, he writes about the letter from the doctor. He says, listen, you can't trust a not-from doctor. The doctors do what they think they're doing you a favor. They don't believe in God.
So they do you
a favor. We have this all the time. They always say, you're not allowed to fast. Why is he not allowed to fast? Do you a favor. If the doctor says, not allowed to fast, you don't fast. You're not allowed to fast. Or they do for you what they think is a favor for you. He says, it's very interesting how he writes. You can't trust the doctor. And then the third paragraph, he passes the halacha. He says, 90 meisleis. He's mitzarif. He brings a shita. Then on day 92 you say mitzaseyem kekulai. If day 92 you say mitzaseyem kekulai, plus it's 90 times 24 hours, he's matir, but Makar Hefsid, so he's matir to get married on the 92nd. So that's his truth. With this has far-reaching implications is beyond these dinim, and that is this gezeira shami yisa achaisai. Both languages are in the Gemara. This came up in the big tumult over IVF and later over donated sperm or donated ovum. The tumult about it. As I think you're aware, Rav Moshe wrote two tshuvas in which he writes that a child's not a mamzer unless there's a maisa's nus. If a Eishes Ish becomes pregnant through IVF or Bambati, the child be Shibavim, someone else's Zera. So the Zera, the child, is not a Mamzer. Because a Mamzer is the product of a Maisabiyah. Ramesha writes it in very strong terms, and the child is 100% a permitted child. Now he writes, if you listen to my Eitzah, you won't take donated sperm and have a child from a non-Jew, but you wonder what the halach is? The halach is that it's mutter. That it's mutter to do such a thing. That's what he wrote in his tshuva. They were right of him. This was the big break with the Chassidim, and they were right of him very much. The Sama Rebbe passed on to Charles of Mamzer, and the Rav Moshe was very sensitive about it. After Chelek Beis Eben Ezer, he prints his response, which I'm going to quote. All the other letters on the topic, he didn't put in the Igros Moshe. He didn't publish any more on it. But it was very important to Rav Moshe's Pesachim should be Mekubal, and he didn't print it. You know where it's printed? There's a volume of Dibris Moshe on Ksuvus v'Nedarim. He had only a number of Tshuvus, not a full Sefer. On Ksuvus, not a full Nedarim. Between Ksuvus and Nedarim, they published the letters. They figure, somebody who's really a Talmid Chacham will find it there. And the Hamayinam, the Tumlers, they're not going to find it there. So if you take a Mavteach and a Dibris Moshe, you're not going to find it. It's in the Dibris. In his Tshuva, his first Tshuva, before it blew up in such a big tumult, Rav Moshe has a tshuva in which he addresses this chashash l'chayre by donated sperm or donated ovum or IVF, IVF from an outside source. There's a chashash shami yisa achaisay. The child doesn't know the true parent. If you hold that the biological parent, the DNA parent, is the parent. So then, there's a gezeira shami yisachai. So this is one of the issues. Now it's interesting. I want to mention it sort of as an aside. One of the things they argue with Rav Moshe is that the Torah always talks in a language of zera, which they interpret to mean the sperm. That the sperm has to be correct. Mm-hmm. In the letter to Rav Moshe, they write, let me see the pasuk he quotes.
I guess that's why
it's not from. Anyway, it says, ki, whatever the pasuk is, doesn't quote it here. Anyway, they're quoting that the Isser is. It's on Zera, Pi Kabbalah. The Zera is a very big thing, and Rav Moshe writes very sharply. It's fascinating to read the first paragraph of the Tshuva. The first paragraph, he says, why are you apologizing for criticizing me? He says that your letter is Molei Divrei Techacha. Your letter is full of Techacha. And he writes, Nicker Mimichtev Kisrash, Yahisavish Yili Kapeda, Adibre Techacha Shalai. You think I'm going to have Kapedas that you give me Musa? Ani Adaraba, Ani Nirgash Mizeh, Shani Reish, and Sama Nosha Bali Ruach, Enemy Reim, Malaymis Baishim, Malayma Techacha. He says, very good, you should give me Musa. Then he says, Avala MS, Shem Bidvarsha Kasafti, Shum Dova Shiyagram, Eze Chil, Bataras Kadushis Israel. He writes on those that touch the word zera to mean the zera of an ish. He says, "Yerushal kvaydai ba meyashkafay sheba miyidiyas deyas chitzaniyas shebabli mesim mashpiim af al gedayla bechachba love and mitzvah Hashem yisbar b'tzeinu akadaisha v'fi oisan deyas hanichzavais Hashem izes hapen chas v'shalom ma'asa lamuta v'amuta la'asa u'megal apana b'tayr shalai kalach." What's he referring to? Gedalei Yisrael hadeis kaisavos. So among the Talmidim of Rav Moshe, do you ever hear anything about this? Among Talmidim of Rav Moshe, there are those who say he's referring to books of Kabbalah. From Kabbalah, Nechashom is not assigned with the Zayar, but from Kabbalah they read a Zayar and they make all kinds of binyanim from it. And Zera has to do with Zera Levatala, has to do with Zera for other reasons, and they make binyanim on it. He calls it deis chitzaydiyos. And he writes, "Megalim panim b'tarei shalai kalacha." She says, "Kepeda gadayla, am bedvarim shul hachmir ki yedua, bedvarim shat tzedaykim achmirim." The tzedaykim, they had chumris; they're not true. Ani baruch Hashem, eini loy mehem v'loy mehamaynam. V'chol hashkafasi hu rak miyedias hatayra belishon taruvas miyedias chitzaydias. So I'm not sure what he means, yedias chitzaydias, that gadayla Yisrael have. But he says, I'm paskin api halacha. He says, api halacha, zera means children. He says, even Ibn Ezra, who teaches things different than Chazal, also teaches zera to mean children. And he's very, very stark about this prat of those who darshan zera to mean other things.
What are they saying to me?
The question is, I heard from somebody who's, I see the closest from Ramesha, but someone had a closeness. The Ramesha was referring to the Kabbalistic, I don't want to get me sound wrong, what the Arizal said and what the Zayah says, you know, it's starting up with that. But what the later, they buy things from their understanding of the Zayah. The Ben Ish Chai, I think, writes in one of his Agdamis, Yerachmiel, I'll find it for you, that you should know, even when I quote an Zayah and a Tshuva, it's not because I learned the Zayah. No one understands Zayah. If the Arizal explained the Zayah, then I'll quote it. And then I think he writes, and it's not from the Arizal, no one understands Arizal. But when others explain the Arizal, so then I can pass get halachas from it. He writes it, perhaps in the Agdamah to Rav Palin. He writes, as far as halacha, not as far as the Limud HaTorah, but as far as passing halachas.
How does it affect
that? So how does it affect? So it affects this way. Those who are misnagit to Rav Moshe, one of the hisnagdasin is that the Torah's kepeda is on zera, is on sperm. That the sperm has to be kept, has to be the sperm of Kedusha. How can you have a baby with sperm from a Gaisha man? Ramesha says, well, Chazal talk about the bia of a man. They're talking about bia. They're not talking about donated sperm. That's not what Chazal was talking about. That's not what halacha. And therefore, he says, etzem adinu davabar rupashit yisurei haraya yisub b'maisa bia. Ve'inu mishum hazera sheyivoldu mehem. The answer is the maisa bia me'meilid a child. Now, let me just finish this late. What's negaya to the chash of Shabbi Yisach Haisai, it appears that Ramesh is masking, at least in the beginning of what he says, that it may be to bring such a child to the world is a chash Shabbi Yisach Haisai if the donor is a Jew. If the donor is a guy, there's no Shabbi Yisach Haisai, you're not going to marry a guy. And the guy will be Megayer, so it's called Shanayla Dami. Oh, man, it's a Jew. He says, you go Basarai, if you don't know if it's a Jew or a guy. If you know which Jew it is, then you know which Jew it is. And that's where Ramesha writes. Rav Nosson Gestetner writes in Lahiris Nosson, Chelek Yud Aleph, he says it's in the Igros Moshe too. I just didn't notice it. He says, what's Pshat in this Sugya? Shami Yisach HaYisai. Rashi's Lashon in Yevamis is the baby is going to think his father is the house he grew up in. That's his father. It won't be Oila Ladas that someone else might be the child's father. So Mamela, he's going to marry his sister. That's in a case where the child thinks, I know who my father is. Ramesha writes, in a case where it's known that this is not the father, the question is, has the child know? But it's known, the father knows full well, this is not my child. He's going to be doing Shidduchim. He's going to have to worry about Shabbi Yisach HaYisai. Chazal did make a loy plug on such a gzeira. Such a gzeira, you have to know. This came up quite a number of years ago, someone in the neighborhood, they came to me already, it was Lachar Maisa, they got donated eggs, and the woman was already expecting. And they wanted, you know, like someone told them, you know, you're going to have problems later, and they wanted somehow to be Mavar. Those were the days that I wasn't as torrid as I was today. It could be before I started teaching, even I don't remember. I threw myself into the parasha. And what ended up happening is we were able to discover which woman it is, who it is. I can tell you a whole detective story, but we found out who the woman is without a shayla.
The donor.
And who the donor of the eggs was. Now, we didn't tell them, but we did. We had a bezna of three people. The Rav in this other city, who I had called to do the investigating, myself, and the Rav of this couple, who sent them to me in the first place. So we had three of us who knew the whole story, and we gave them a ksav. The ksav, now it was a Jewish mother. They wanted an egg of a Jewish mother. So the ksav says that in this and this year, the mother was in a university in this and this city. She was on the college campus when she donated. And she was at Disney Age University in this and this city. And I think we also wrote the year of her birthday. So that when it comes to Shidduchim, they can be sure they're not marrying Basa Chaisai. They can make a Shidduch, you know, with a couple of flappers. They'll ask the mother, were you in university in California? You I don't know where it was, San Francisco? Were you in San Francisco? Were you me in San Francisco? Okay, then we can do the Shidduch, like part of Shidduch information, you know, like. So they were able to identify it works. Now, if there was a gezeira in such a case, this doesn't help. There's gezeira. But the gezeira, the way Haris Nassan is saying, is when nobody knows there's a sabbath, they don't think there's a shayla. When they know there's a shayla, they know to check, he says there's no gezeira. That's one point. In the Gris Maisha, he writes that the Shah Shemi Yisa Chaisai is only with bringing the child to the world. Once the child is here, the child's allowed to do Shaduchim. We don't ask the child to marry people because he might marry a Chaisai. A Sufi is Mutabakal under certain conditions. A baby that's abandoned, if the baby has Bris Mila and is abandoned by a Rav's doorstep, so a Sufi is Mutabakal. You don't have no clue not the mother, not the father. So it's only lechatchil, it's not a bidiyah. But this was the shakla v'tarya on that tumul. And the tumul remains till today. And certain chassidish circles, they won't go. The IVF from the husband, they do, because that's not a shayla of yichus. But the IVF from an outside source, say they don't do. Donated egg, donated sperm, they don't do.
What about borrowing eggs from a sister?
Taking eggs from his sister. It's not, on a human level, it's very not advisable. It's not good to have the donor of the eggs look at this child and be aware of the child. Generally, the law is that the identity of the donor of the eggs is not revealed. And every state, this is a state, not a federal law, but the law in many states is that the child is unaware, should be unaware of the true mother. Mm. It makes a lot of problems later in time. Now, in the liberalization of society, all these laws are being rolled back now. You know, today, society keeps secrets, and then a lot of laws are being rolled back. But the law was to keep it secret. It's not a good idea for a sister to give an egg to her sister, and the baby grows up, and she looks at this baby, and it's her child. Biologically, halachically, it's her child that's being raised by her sister. It's not advisable. But halachically, it's okay.
And maybe
there's a tshuva. I saw it originally on Daf Mem Dalet and Daf Al Daf, which is on Daf Mem Beis, on this Gemara. And Derech Sicha from Rav Chaim, he says, Rav Zilberstein asked him the following shayla. Somebody has 11 children, and her sister has none. She became pregnant. So she said, I'll give my sir. I guess it was 11 pregnant. I'll give my sir. One child I'll give away. So this child, she's giving it to her sister. So he gave birth, gave it to her sister, and they both moved to a different city, a different country, nobody knows, and everyone thinks that it's the child of the second one. This is the Yoshayla Mamish. He didn't give the egg, they gave the baby as an infant too. So Derech Sicha says the Yisrub Chaim, and he said, Havchana, Chazal Chayshish said that you should know. It's Mamish this case. You have the child thinking this is definitely my parent, and really it's a different parent. That's what he writes. But the style of these Agadita's books is it says two words, Havchana. He says, oh, what about Kibbut Aveim? You should have to tell the child, they should know which parent to have Kibbut Aveim. So it goes into this essentially side, relatively unimportant issue, and it doesn't elaborate on the Havchana issue. But that's your shayla. What? Oh, but they don't want to tell. Yeah, if you tell the child, obviously it's no problem. But the whole idea was that they don't want it. Okay, so we have to still come back to the Get Mishas Ksiva, Mishas Nasina, so we'll do that next week.